This is an MUT Radio podcast.
On Ihlanganani Midday Show. Ladies and gentlemen, ikhona inotice eke yaphuma laphayana on the social media pages of the institution Mangosuthu University of Technology. Ukuthina now the MUT Campus Health ikhiphile laphayana ukuthina there has been an outbreak of an eye infection since Friday the 23rd of February 2024. Base bewenza kama arrangement ukuthina if you do have ama signs of the pink eye ungenza kanjani. But we are joined by Sister Mkhwanazi from the MUT Campus Health. Yenage ozobe sibrifa kabanzi ngale pink eye ekhona. Sister Mkhwanazi, good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning and morning to all the listeners of the MUT Radio.
Thank you so much, Sister Mkhwanazi, for ukuphakamela phezulu ukuthi na uzosiza ngalolu daba. Maybe brief us about le outbreak ekhona of an eye infection.
Eye infection le ekhona, it's basically, it's either a viral infection or a bacterial infection. It's commonly known as conjunctivitis, according to the medical terms. If it's bacterial, it produces a pus or a thick discharge. Otherwise, people have got watery eyes. That's how they will know that they have the condition. The common signs and symptoms include redness of both eyes, itchiness in both or one eye, a greasy feeling in one or both eyes. So a discharge in both eyes forms a crust at night that may prevent you opening your eye in the morning. And also you have a lot of tears coming out through your eyes. And then this then will make you suspect that you might be having conjunctivitis.
And I was good to know why I sent Kalanga and on to two. Like we have Vuga Jixedi, Kodaites, Gala, Methlenako, Uyakala, and all that. So now we know the signs and symptoms, Sister Mkhwanazi. Let's look at maybe the preventative measures. Gutena, how can we go about now? If Sengbon Gutena, this is like the pink eye, or I have these symptoms of this term, Enkulu Yagwa Medical. What are the preventative measures now?
I guess, Kale, before you actually have the disease, the basic hygiene is important.
Yeah.
The conjunctivitis is not airborne, so it is important that you wash your hands thoroughly, regularly with soap and water. You use a hand sanitizer if it's available. You must avoid touching or rubbing your eyes with dirty hands. That's before you get infected. That's how you can prevent it. You can have a roommate that has got the eye infection, but if you do not touch the same surfaces that he or she touches and then touch your eyes with unwashed hands, you may not have the infection. So, and then the other thing to do is, for instance, to clean the frequently touched surfaces with a sanitizer or a sanitizing agent. So those are the things that could help to avoid getting the infection.
Once
you get the infection, if you use contact lenses, for instance, you must stop using them. Most of the people that use contact lenses have spectacles as a backup because they can't use them 24 hours anyway.
Yeah.
But once you have an eye infection, you are advised to stop using contact lenses and use your spectacles and soak your contact lenses according to the instructions that you have. If the eye infection gets worse, then you might speak to your optometrist as well. Also, once you have this eye infection, you become sensitive to sunlight and light in general, even the lighting inside. So you must avoid direct sunlight and lights if possible. And if you have a pair of dark shades or sunglasses, you can use those if it's imperative that you should go out. Otherwise, you are advised to stay indoors with the lights off if it's possible. And then also do not share the personal items like the washcloths, your face cloth, your makeup brushes, sunglasses, etc. So that is important. And do not share eye drops or any eye medication. So if there's your roommate, for instance, has been treated and now has the treatment, if you develop the infection, don't use the same medication that the other person has been using. And then another basic thing that you can do is to flush your eyes with salt water.
Yeah. Yeah. So uyasitshela ke lapha u sister Mkhwanazi ukuthi na uzokwenza kanjani, should you find yourself ukuthi now se unayo le lokhuzana le pink eye. Angeke ngikwazi ukulibiza lela gaba lela, I don't want to attempt to kulibiza lela gaba la kwa medical elikhulu. Now sister Mkhwanazi, we also heard ukuthi na you guys have ama arrangement now shule student experience ukuthi na njengamanje I think I do have this pink eye.
In the interest of other students and staff, we advise students not to come back when they have the eye infection.
Yeah.
So we've been in contact with the housing officials that when students develop this eye infection, they must be referred or taken to the nearest facilities.
Yeah.
So it depends where the student stays. For instance, if the student stays in town and is under 24, he or she will be seen in the children's clinic in Eddington. If he's over 24, he will be seen in the youth clinic in Eddington.
Yeah.
If the resident is closer to the market, there's Lancers Road there where the students can go to. And then the students that are in the central part of the town, they go to Beatrice Street Clinic. Mm. And students in Berea, students at Mbilo, they also go to Lancers Road clinic for them to get treated.
Yeah.
But those that end up in the MUT campus, we'll treat them, but we discourage them because that will increase the spread of infection. If students move around and mingle with each other, then we will have an outbreak that will be uncontrollable, which then might affect the academic work. So
yeah,
students must be treated closer to where they stay, and then they will be booked off and be isolated where possible so that they don't spread the infection to each other.
Yeah. Sister Mkhwanazi, I want us to look at now ukuthena how contagious it is. Like, should I be worried ukuthena ngibone umuntu ukuthi mhlambe uma ngimthintile kungenzeka nami ngisithole senginalo, or uma ngibukile nje ngamehlo ngithole senginalo? How contagious this pink eye infection is?
It's very contagious because mostly it's the viral infection. There are bacterial infections as well, but commonly it's the viral infection. So viruses are easily transmittable.
Yeah.
But the good thing is that it's not airborne. So it doesn't jump from one person to the other.
Yeah.
You have to touch a surface that has been touched by somebody who has contaminated hands, somebody who's rubbed his or her eyes, and then maybe touches a lift, a switch, or touches a switch in the room, or touches the door handle.
Yeah.
Then if you touch that and you do not wash your hands, then and you put your hands in your eyes, then that's how you get it. So you can stay with somebody, you can kiss somebody who's got a conjunctivitis without getting it because eyes don't come into contact during kissing. So
nice.
It is a contagious disease, but basic hygiene principles will help you to not to get the infection.
Manje, I want to know ukuthena who does a reservation for ama student asemangosuthu ukuthena mayise ithole senayo i infection, ekutshela ukuthena hamba ngapha. Do they call the MUT campus health, or how do they connect with you for maybe ukuthena usenayo lento le and ufuna clinic akangaya kuyona?
We work together with the wardens or the resident officials, but we know that other students do not stay in the res.
Yeah.
So we are available to direct students where to go, provided they phone the clinic.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, those that end up in our clinic, then we can't send them those away, but we treat them.
Yeah.
But we in contact and work together with the housing officials regarding the referral of students. We've referred quite a few with the warden in the colonial, because that's where it started, colonial building.
Yeah.
It's spread now to points and some students from some Montclair residences also have been experiencing the symptoms and they've been treated.
Mm. Thank you so much, Sister Mkhwanazi. Kate Konaku, Sister Mkhwanazi.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.